Hello, I'm Ian Cooper. I'm director of the Ukwanda Center for Rural Health at the Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences, Stellenbosch University in Cape Town, South Africa. This series of podcasts has been produced by the Ukwanda Center for Rural Health in collaboration with the Center for Health Professions Education at Stellenbosch University and under the auspices of the Stellenbosch University Network for Strengthening Rural Interprofessional Education for HIV, known as Sunstripe. The African Forum for Research and Education in Health, or AfriHealth, and the University of California, San Francisco have partnered in the development and implementation of the STRIPE HIV project in sub-Saharan Africa. STRIPE stands for Strengthening Interprofessional Education for HIV. The project is funded by the Health Resources and Services Administration in the USA. The overall aim of STRIPE HIV is to improve the ability of health professional graduates to deliver high-quality, team-based, person-centered care to persons with HIV, focusing on the transition from graduate school to practice. This is achieved mainly through the two-day STRIPE HIV Fundamentals workshops. We have produced these podcasts to offer practical approaches, suggestions, and ideas for facilitating effective STRIPE HIV workshops so as to make the most of the learning opportunities. It is based on our practical experience of implementing the workshops and hopefully complements the STRIPE HIV Module 18 entitled Facilitator Guidelines for Leading Interprofessional Training. Much of the podcast will also be useful to people looking for tips on running workshops in general. This podcast series consists of 5 episodes. Episode 1 provides an introduction and some background to the STRIPE HIV workshops. Episode 2 will focus on the process of running the workshops, and Episode 3 focuses on running small group discussions. Episode 4 looks at challenges that we have experienced in running workshops. Finally, Episode 5 focuses on bringing new facilitators on board. Thank you for joining us. I'll now hand over to Mariki de Villiers, who will be our host for this podcast.
Hello, you are listening to episode 1 in our podcast series. This episode provides an introduction to the STRIPE HIV workshops, their purpose and the educational approach. My name is Mariki de Villiers. I'm a professor in family medicine and primary care at Stellenbosch University, and currently I am also the president of AfriHealth, which stands for the African Forum for Research and Education in Health. With me, I have Professor Ian Cooper and Dr. Francois Coetzee, and I'm going to give each one a chance now to introduce themselves. Ian?
Hello again. As I stated earlier, I'm Ian Cooper, and I'm Professor of Rural Health and Director of the Ukwanda Center for Rural Health at Stellenbosch University.
Thank you, Ian. Francois?
Hello, Mariki. I'm the Program Coordinator for the Medical Programs at the Rural Clinical School based at Worcester in the Western Cape.
Thank you. So let's start with our first question. What is Sunstripe and what are the STRIPE HIV workshops?
Sunstripe, which is just a nice name for a project, stands for the Stellenbosch University Network for Strengthening Rural Interprofessional Education for HIV, is a project under the Ukwanda Center for Rural Health and supported by STRIPE, which we have spoken about, and it focuses on strengthening rural interprofessional education, training to deliver high-quality, team-based, person-centered care to people living with HIV, mainly through a two-day workshop, although we are making adjustments and learning around that, and that's changing. And the focus is on the transition of students from being undergraduates to graduates to practice. We've already conducted a number of these workshops in Tigerberg, Worcester, Upington, Kimberley and Mthatha. And each of the workshops are based on the 17 modules which have been developed by the STRIPE program and supported by facilitators from the project who in turn are involved in developing local facilitators to assist with these workshops. So an important part is developing capacity for the ongoing development of training in the identified rural sites.
Thank you, Ian. That's very interesting. Now for people that is not from South Africa, where is Worcester, Upington, Kimberley and Mthatha? Can you maybe give us a little bit of a context of these places where people work in the health services and why did you take the workshops there?
Thank you. I think that that's important. So as Kwanda Centre for Rural Health and as a faculty, we've been engaged in rural training for some time. So as part of this project, we wanted to be extending that. We have a rural clinical school as part of a Kwanda that is based in Worcester in the Cape Winelands district of the Western Cape. We have a new program developing in Upington based around Dr. Harry Surtee Hospital in Upington, which is in the Northern Cape. And so we've taken it there because we're already working in the Northern Cape and there was a need in Kimberley, which is the capital of the province. We've gone on there. And finally, through previous projects, we've had a long-standing relationship with Walter Sisulu University in the Eastern Cape, which is based in Mthatha. So we've also gone there with the workshops.
All right. Thank you very much. That also, I think, underlines the importance of distributed learning, taking the knowledge out to where people are actually working. Okay, so let's look at our second question. Now, what is the reason for this series of workshops?
So, we've decided to engage with these workshops because it very much aligns with what we are doing at Ukwanda, and the interprofessional nature of the workshops are very attractive. These workshops are supported by PEPFAR, and that's to develop undergraduate and newly qualified healthcare professionals in working together and improving HIV care. We've kind of developed a strategy for what would work for us, and that would mean we use 6 of the 17 available modules and present that as a 2-day workshop. And with this workshops, we introduce undergraduate students to the concepts of HIV care, but as well as interprofessional collaboration. We also are quite excited about capacitating local facilitators to also be involved in the training of healthcare professionals, but also improve the capacity at their facilities. Yeah, that's in a nutshell why we got involved.
Yes, thank you, Francha. I just want to mention something that we will pick up on later to the listeners. Francha talked about interprofessional education and training. That is quite an attractive concept. So, but I'm not going to ask him now to say why he said that, because it will come out later, but I just want to flag it for later. Okay, so now we go to question 3 for podcast 1. What are the educational principles that underlie the STRIPE HIV workshops?
We are very much seeking to bring about active learning. We understand that passive learning is limited in its usefulness and in terms of how much people remember and retain. Where participants discover answers for themselves, they are much more likely to remember the information. We also recognize that didactic teaching and communicating information via PowerPoints has limited usefulness. So that we have adopted, supported by the STRIPE modules, a different approach. We also recognize that participants come with diverse knowledge and or experience backgrounds, and we want to seek to make full use of this through providing opportunities for sharing in small groups. So some people might come with experience that might be clinical, that is from patient care. We often find our nurses have a lot of that kind of experience. Some others might come from being part of the community, for example, community health workers or HIV counselors. Others might have their own personal family illness journey. Others might have a lot of knowledge. Students often come with good book knowledge that they bring to the party. These are all invaluable to support understanding and therefore learning. We also acknowledge that content can be sourced from many places. We don't try and provide all the content. We encourage people to look at the resources. The process of engaging with that content and the interaction with others around it is the key to deeper learning.
Thank you, Ian. The way you describe it sounds like it's a very exciting process. Was that your experience with the workshops?
Very much so. And we've been amazed by some of the feedback we've been getting. And I think that as we've gone along, we've come to realize how much the process is important and even more important than the content we are trying to communicate.
Yeah, indeed. And as Ian has said, the participation of the learners is key. And we found that sometimes participation was so good we had to facilitate the process to get through all the material.
And that is the interprofessional participation that you mentioned, which is actually so exciting. So that actually leads us to our next question. What makes these workshops unique?
Well, what is quite significant in the material is that it has been developed and previous partnerships with AfriHealth have made that possible, so that all the materials relevant for the context of Africa, and that was also drawing on the latest evidence and guidelines. And what is also key for having participants associate with this, what we are saying, is that the learner guides and the material makes use of patient scenarios, which they can identify with, and it's typical real-life clinical situations and challenges that they face. And each module consists out of a group of discussions and activities raised to very pertinent questions that come out in the workshop. I'll ask Ian to cover the rest.
I think that what is particularly significant, and we've touched on this already, that the participants come from multiple professional backgrounds. So we both have a mix of students, recent graduates, and more experienced professionals, so those different levels, but also we have people who come from different professions in that. And it's quite unusual because a number of other STRIPE projects in other countries are separating the students from the professionals in terms of the workshops, whereas we've decided to have them together, and we see how that maximizes learning through the interactions in that. And so key to it is that there's no hierarchy. Everyone is recognized as having an equal right to learn and to teach each other.
Right. How do people respond to no lectures, no PowerPoint?
There are short PowerPoints. They are limited to 3 to 4 slides. That sort of brings the focus, and it's very much linked to activities. Although people are hesitant at first when they see the activities, and once they get engaged and start participating, the enthusiasm increases as the workshop goes along.
It's been interesting with bringing some of the new facilitators on board, that when we have the session we'll talk about later, before the workshop with the new facilitators, it is clear they're quite hesitant about this whole thing and not having PowerPoints and so on. But during the process of the workshop, they get quite excited about it and get on board.
Okay, so that actually also leads quite nicely into our next question, is then why do we have multiple professions together in these workshops?
We recognize that multiple people and people from multiple professional backgrounds are involved in effective management of people living with HIV, or at least should be. So if we want them to work together in care, it is essential that they learn together as a team. So we've included medical students and doctors, nursing students and nurses, pharmacists, therapy students and therapists, dietitians, psychologists, community health workers, lay counselors. We're extending even to human resource practitioners and porters in some of the most recent workshops. We feel that if participants learn from and with each other in such a workshop, we expect that they're more likely to work together in practice and implement it that way. But more broadly, our philosophy is that caring for patients with HIV is everybody's responsibility. Every member of the broader healthcare team has a responsibility, can make a difference, can contribute to care, and for this reason we've become more and more extensive in the kinds of people we include in these workshops.
Yes, Ian and myself both have a family medicine background, And at one of our sites, it was quite encouraging to see a pediatrician take to the idea of interprofessional education. And it was actually him that started including the porters and administrators in workshops as well.
Well, that's very exciting, but it must also be challenging, because as an educator, you know, if you are in a training event and people don't have the same knowledge or background knowledge, it's difficult to deal with that because the level of knowledge of the porter and the doctor is different. So how do you deal with that?
You have to make adjustments, and that is one of the issues, and we'll probably talk about this in one of the later podcasts about some ways of doing that. But you can't just assume that everybody's at the same level. Mm. But again, you can use that difference in order for people to teach and learn from one another.
Yes, and as Ian said, we'll cover later, is active facilitation of the workshops is necessary to ensure that there's equal participation from all the different groups, and that some groups don't dominate others.
So we hope that what Francia said about active facilitation, which we will talk about in the rest of the series, will make you excited to listen to our next podcast. So this is then concluding episode 1, which provided an introduction to the STRIPE HIV workshops, their purpose and the educational approach. See you again in the next podcast.